The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Hymns of the Faith. We have been blessed with a huge library of music passed down through generations, a legacy that has been bestowed upon us. One that we should appreciate, not taken lightly, but embraced as a spiritual heritage. Music is a vehicle of worship. Worshiping the Lord with song is a vital part of our praise and worship to Him. Ephesians 5. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves and making music to the Lord in your hearts. Colossians 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Just listen to some of the comments from the psalmist David about the place of music in our lives. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Psalm 98. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. And for those of you who can't carry a tune in a bucket, even using both hands, well, you'll note that the scripture refers to making a joyful noise and even mentions the instruments playing skillfully with a loud noise. Psalm 33:3, sing unto Him a new song and play skillfully with a loud noise. And just listen to the lyrics of a couple of hymns of our faith. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark, never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not His equal. Did we in our own strength confide our striving would be losing? Were not the right man on our side? The man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He, Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And how great Thou art! O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. And when I think that God, His own Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art! How great Thou art! Filling our minds with these concepts in word and in song is exactly what the Apostle Paul instructed the church at Philippi to do in Philippians 4. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.